This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Eight. Good morning, the Morning Crossfire. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, and this morning my guest is Dr. Onimode Abdullahi Bandele, Director, Special Duties, NEMA, and he'll be speaking with us via telephone this morning, and we are assessing NEMA's preparedness with regards to the impending flood. Quite a lot has been said with regards to the flood, and in fact, this morning on the news, the reports that came in were that all the dam has been closed. Many are still confused because the Minister for Humanitarian Affairs had said differently, had said that in 7 days, areas around the River Benue would get flooded. So there's that confusion now on what to believe. The Director General of Nigeria Hydrological Services Agency, Clement Enze, had said that the dam has been closed. Well, we'll find out all the details this morning on the show. You get on Facebook and let us know what you think about NEMA's preparedness so far. Are you confident in NEMA's ability to manage the impact of the flood? Share your thoughts with us on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, and on X, Nigeria Info PH. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. So I'll go over to my guests now, who's on the line. Dr. Bandele, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm actually Manzo Ezekiel. I'm standing in for Dr. Bandele. Manzo Ezekiel is my name. I'm standing in for Dr. Bandele.
Okay.
I'm the head of press, NEMA.
Okay. Head of press, NEMA. We're hoping that we'll get to speak with him. But then this is fantastic. So, talk to us now. How far has NEMA gone with preparations for the impending flood?
Yes, our preparation for flood mitigation response and mitigation preparedness and response is something that we started since the beginning of the year. The issue of the dam excess water release is not coming to us by surprise. It's part of the total package of our preparation. We are prepared and
well,
on top of the situation.
Right. Various stages to this preparedness. For many people, they say, I mean, we only respond. That's the level that we're in. I'd need you to clarify a few things for us. Go on.
Okay. The stages of our preparation began since early in the year, when the forecasting agencies of the federal government, the Nigeria Meteorological Agency, NIMET, and the Nigeria Hydrological Services Agency, NISA, released their forecast for the year. And the forecast showed that there will be normal to above normal rain, with a prediction that this may result in likelihood of flood in some parts of the country. So the NEMA immediately convened a meeting of technical experts that studied the predictions and came up with response mitigation strategies. The document was immediately presented to the public, and NEMA sent copies to the governors and all the relevant stakeholders, because the document itself contained various advisories on what steps that needed to be taken in order to tackle the impact of this prediction, this predicted flow. And NEMA immediately followed up after the swearing in of new governors, because we understand, we all know that some governors, some states had changed of governors. Some their tenure ended, some could not return. So we get a refresher to this governor. And our DG did not stop at that. He had the opportunity to address the governors at their governor's forum. And he also had the opportunity to speak with them during one of the National Economic Council meetings that is comprised
of. Mr. Ezekiel, sorry to interrupt you, but then yes. Can you outline or mention a few things that NEMA did or had done before now in preparation for the flood?
Well, those are some of the things I'm saying, but I can also tell you that we've been engaged in advocacy because this is governance and it's a process. And it involves the federal, the state, and the local government. So we've been on advocacy to some of the locations that have been identified to be at risk of flooding. We have the DG directed all our zonal offices to visit some of these communities and talk to them directly. And we have also been on the air, various radio and TV stations, and with radio jingles, with jingles, flood jingles, sensitizing the people. We've been engaging with the governors because, you know, many people do not understand, do not realize that this flood management is not all about the federal government and the NEMA in specific. It's supposed to be, it's a multi-stakeholder, it's something that cuts across both the federal and the state. We've been doing our best to get other stakeholders to get involved to be on top of their responsibilities. So that collectively we can respond to this forecast.
So I'm sure NEMA at the national level would be liaising with the SEMAs in the various states.
We've been doing that.
All right.
We've been doing that, and we do not only stop at the level of the SEMAs, because I tell you there are some states that their SEMAs are made up of only the appointee of the government, and if you go to their offices, they don't even have the structure. So that is why when I talk about engaging with the state, is because everything lies with the governor and the state government. So we relate with the state government, we relate with the governor, the state government, and the SEMA.
Okay. Now, quickly, the distribution of palliatives by NEMA, whose responsibility is it to distribute palliatives? Does NEMA provide the palliatives and hand over to the state government, or NEMA is also involved in distribution of these palliatives?
No, when you talk about palliatives, that word became more popular in 2020 during the, the COVID. But I'll tell you that presently NEMA is distributing livelihood support to people that were affected by flood and the people that are considered to be very vulnerable in societies. And we do that directly to the people that have been verified, you know. And that process of verification, we conducted it together with the famous and state officials.
Right.
So we have their names, we give them slips. They have the slips. Now that the materials are available, we are giving to the people directly.
All right.
That I can speak so much about.
There's something I'd like you to listen to. It's from one of the youth leaders in a community in Awada West local government area in Rivers State, who had complained about the fact that NEMA had brought one bag of rice, a bag of beans, a bag of garri, a carton of noodles, and 18 tins of tomatoes. That was what was distributed by the council authority last week to each of the flood-affected communities. This was not to individual, but to the communities. And this was his concern. I'll just let you listen to it so we come back and then perhaps you respond to it and let us know.
Most people go around because by the last census, we have a population of about 14,000 persons in the community, and we have 67 sub-families. So even a bag of rice, I can't even serve one family. Talk more of sharing to an entire community. You notice that they brought in items like mattresses, engine machines, grinding machines, fertilizers, and then other cassava things as well. So these items were not brought well. And unfortunately, the beans spoiled. And every other community, when we made inquiries, they said the beans was not good.
Right. I'm sure you heard him, Mr. Ezekiel, talking about how some of the food items were even bad. The items were part of donations to the local government in Rivers State by NEMA for distribution to last year's victims of flooding. And They had even said NEMA should work out better ways to distribute these materials. He talks about some of the items even being bad. How does NEMA go about this? These items, were they supposed to have been distributed during the flood last year? And if yes, why weren't they distributed then and are being distributed now?
I'm not, you mentioned at home, I did not say in Port Harcourt. If materials will leave Port Harcourt and get to Ahoda West, which is around Biama, it means that the materials have been able to reach the people almost at their homes. So, also happy, the person who complained mentioned other items that were distributed. The purpose of this distribution is just to provide livelihood support to people that were affected by that flood in order to assist them to rebound, you know, economically. That is why we're giving grinding machines so that they can engage in some little bit of
commercial activity. Was he correct when he said a bag of rice, a bag of beans, a bag of gari, and a carton of noodles were given to the communities to share?
It was correct, but the bag of rice he's talking about is not to be shared. It's to an individual. You hear me very well, from the beginning, I mentioned that the distribution were for people that were affected by 2022 flood, and people considered to be vulnerable. So the materials are in different categories. We have food items, we have seedlings, we have livelihood support materials like pumping machines for people that may want to go into dry season farming. We also have things like a grinding machine, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. We have a batting kit. We have a dryer for people that may want to go into head dressing and things like that. So the food item you mentioned is just one aspect of this. And that aspect of food item is to give people that are considered to be vulnerable. These are people that perhaps nothing affected them, but because they are considered to be poor and they needed something, they should be given something that they can.
In other words, you're saying these items are supposed to be given to individuals and not for a community to share.
The items were, you know, I mentioned earlier that the people, the beneficiaries were earlier verified and documented. They were given slips. You know, one of the problems we have is that sometimes when we come for verification like this, people, because they don't see items immediately available, they tend to walk away. So they, by the time the items are around, people that were not captured will come there and struggle and say that they are from this community. Why would they be left out? That's one of the challenges. So whenever we come for verification like that, or officials come for verification, people are supposed to willingly come out to be captured. So those are some of the challenges that we usually encounter when it comes to distribution like this. And I can tell you, you mentioned something about that the items were given to the officials instead of the people. Sometimes when you get to a community that that is considered to be hostile, in fact, even if the community is not hostile, you cannot just go to bash into the community and begin to distribute items. You need the support of the local authority.
Just stay on the line for us. Let's go for a short commercial. The conversation continues afterwards.
Info. We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All All right, we're still here, 29 minutes past 8, and my guest is Mr. Ezekiel, the national spokesperson of NEMA, is joining us on the show this morning via telephone. Manzo Ezekiel, we are asking you to let us know how confident you are in NEMA's ability to manage the impending flood, and you've heard quite a few things from Mr. Ezekiel. Mr. Ezekiel, thank you for staying on the line for us. All right, just so we wrap things up, we wanted to be clear. With regards to the report from Aouda West we got, the youth leader said that they only brought a bag of rice, a bag of beans, a bag of garri, and a carton of noodles with 18 tins of tomatoes. These are food for food items. And it was given to the communities to share. So is it that that was how NEMA intended for it? Like, these things are supposed to go to a community and then they will share the one bag of rice and one bag of beans? Or were this a bag of rice and a bag of beans supposed to be for individuals in several different communities according to the registration that you had done?
Like, I'm in Abuja, but I know the supervisor that is in Rivers State for the distribution. After this program, I'm going to call her to find out what is going on there, or what has happened there. But to the best of my knowledge, these items are not meant for communities to share. The items are meant for individuals, for distribution directly to individuals. So the bag of rice for an individual, not for communities. So I will not understand why materials like that will be given to communities to go and share. No. Is for individuals. They are to be given to people directly. We only enlist the support of community leaders for orderliness in the distribution of these items. So I don't want to argue that it was not like that. No, that it's not as if what the person is reporting is a lie. But after this conversation, I'm going to call the officer that is responsible for distribution of River State. To get the fact of what has happened there. I know she is somebody that has earned a reputation of being honest in her dealing in the office. Mm. She's an assistant director, and that is a high position enough for her to know what to do and to do it correctly.
All right, because there were also talks, according to a CDC chairman in another community in Aouda West, he also said that they were told that the other items would be distributed after this year's flood. So I want to understand how the workings is. Is it that NEMA prepared these relief materials to be given during the flood after people have been moved to camps away from flood-prone areas? Then these food items or et cetera are given to them for their daily upkeep? Or is this something that is done after the flooding period, which is when NEMA comes in and brings relief materials? How does that work?
No, I cannot confirm what you said, the CDC chairman said. I cannot confirm it, but I can only speak about what I know.
Okay.
And like I said from the beginning of the program, I said the items are like additional support that have been brought for people that were affected by 2022 flood. So that what that means is that we have had the distribution of relief materials severally. And this one is just an additional support in order to help them to rebound back economically. That is why we are having equipment that can help them to be engaged in economic activities. And to say that somebody is promising that after this year's flood that there will be another distribution, I cannot confirm that, because the flood season, we are just getting to the flood season, and we cannot be talking about 2022 flood materials being given for 2023. But still on the solution, we call it special national empowerment livelihood intervention. That is the name of the distribution that is being done, the one that we are talking about. But I can tell you that that distribution is in phases. So if you are talking about phase one, phase two of the distribution, yes, I will agree with you that yes. But to say that the materials are being kept for after 2023 flood, no, it's not true.
Okay. And then I don't know if you heard what the situation is in Bayelsa State. Whether palliatives were also sent or relief materials were also sent to Bayelsa State by NEMA. Many people would wonder and ask questions like, beyond relief materials, what else does NEMA do for those that would be affected by this flood? Are there preparations for camps where people will stay? Is NEMA going to provide that as well? Because many people weren't very satisfied with the outcome and how the last flood situation was managed. I visited some of the camps and it wasn't really healthy at all. Some of them don't have decent toilets. Some of them, women there didn't have sanitary pads. The sanitary conditions were really bad in some of those camps that I saw last year, especially in the Hauda axis. So what is NEMA doing now that is different with regards to that? There were also problems of people who couldn't go to school because of the flood. Meanwhile, their mates in other areas that weren't affected by the floods were going on with their education. Are these things all factored in the plan that NEMA has to manage the impact of the flood?
Okay. First, I will begin by explaining that the distribution in reference is nationwide. It's something that we are distributing in all the 36 states and the FCT. Then, talking about Bayelsa, the supervisor that conducted the distribution in Bayelsa is well known to me. We've been communicating, and the solution is going on there. I know you are asking this thing because of the reported breaking of a warehouse.
Yes.
I will tell you that was not our material, because it is the state government that has been speaking about that. Then you talk about what happened last year and the plan for this year. You know, I need to explain here that in circumstances like this, people only remember NEMA and they're asking the federal government what federal government has done. But I want to explain that it is a collective responsibility. It is something that the state and the federal must be held responsible, you know, for supporting the people. So, but when attention is focused only on the federal government, then it becomes diversionary, because the same source of funds that we use for disaster management, the state government are benefiting from it also, because we draw money from the ecological fund to manage this kind of circumstances, and state government also draw money from there. And you know, in this situation, the first government that people should hold responsible should be the state, because the state is closer to the people than the federal government. What federal government does is to come and intervene to add support to what the state would have done. But we're not talking about relief material. Relief material is supposed to be something that comes when all possible means of preventing or mitigating against this thing has failed. That is why in our preparation for this year, the DG NEMA has been emphasizing that waterways should be cleared so that water could flow freely into the bigger body water, which is the ocean. I have had, I've been to Ahoda West, I've been to Akinima, I have been to Bayelsa. I know the terrain of that place to some extent. So if the Orashi River, for instance, is dredged and the water entering through that Azi flow freely, Akinima, for instance, the usual flood that happens in Akinima, cutting across two body of water, having water flowing, you know, across the town there, will not happen again. So we are emphasizing that the town planning authorities, which are basically state government agencies, should do their best to ensure that water pathways are not blocked by people. You know, clearing of the building of structures on waterways should be clear, and the clearing of water hygiene should also be done to allow the free flow of water.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Ezekiel. Let's open the phone line. So we'll take some questions from the listener and get their contribution as well. 0817 923 0007. 0817923003. You know, you can call us on any of these numbers. You can also send a WhatsApp message to 0809030 6416. My guest is the spokesperson for NEMA, Manzo Ezekiel. And if you've been following the conversation, you've been hearing his responses to some of the questions that have been posed to him. Let us know what you have, what questions you want to ask, what contributions you want to make. Robin is in Echie. Robin, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, my brother, Ifeanyi Andrew.
All right, go on, Robin.
And greeting to your guest. Somehow and somewhat, I am worried because of one of the comments your guest made. After you played the soundbite of the youth leader from Ahoda West community, you asked him questions to respond. And he responded by telling us that sometimes when they go for enumeration, that people walk away, that those materials are not meant to be shared by the entire community, that when they went on enumeration, they captured the vulnerable people, those who are directly affected, that those materials are meant for them. Good. Second is that is the position. They collected data. They had information as regards the names and the places these people were met. During distribution, why not still work on that list and give to those few persons rather than embarrassing entire community by giving them 18 pins of tomato paste, entire community, and is telling us defending that it is meant for individuals. Where is the list that they took when they went to that community? That is one. Then on the other side, when he talked about, you had him that is calling from Abuja. This is Port Harcourt. We are talking about Ahoda West, all the communities in Ngene. We are talking about River State. And he has told us to the need why the states should have a substantive SEMA, which I have been one of the advocates. But people will say that the people have a problem. When the government wants to have a proper agency that will liaise with the center, as you are calling, before you call the Abuja, you should be talking, we should be talking with the person in River State, not Abuja. Then, the state government released 1 billion the last time. You feel me? 1 billion, as we are talking, would have given us no less than 1,000 housing units to accommodate these people. Before I drop, let me go straight to ask our guest. What has been the recommendation of NEMA over the years since a harm on the issue of dredging of the water? Have they interfaced with the federal government, with the state government, to ensure that these our waterways are dredged? Good morning. I remain Robin Majadi.
All right, Robin, thank you. Let's go to Walter Rukboku. I'm sure my guest is noting down. He would respond shortly. Walter, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, the man is please, I want to ask, because this matter has been lingering many years. Does it mean that NEMA, or I don't know the office you call your people, you don't have an establishment or a known ministry that is in charge of all these things you are talking? If you have, what recommendation do you people give to federal government for lasting solution? And to be talking of food items, this and that, would that solve the problem? It can't solve the problem. Why not recommend a lasting solution? We are talking of Ahoda East, Ahoda West, this and that. River State, as I to talk, are consigned to all these problems. What are you people really doing there? If there is no ministry created for these issues, why not advise federal government for a lasting solution? That is my take.
All right, Walter, thank you very much. The numbers are still open, 0817-923-0007, 0817-923-0009. And, well, you heard my guest, the spokesperson of NEMA. He'll be responding shortly, but I'll just take about two more calls before I go back to my guest to respond. On WhatsApp, the number is 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number and a few messages here already. On NEMA's preparedness, we know that Nigeria is a fire brigade political economy. I would urge residents who are likely to be affected by the flood to make haste while the sun shines. NEMA should collaborate with SEMAS to plan a way of ameliorating the pains in time. God's power, Igwe. Kajetan is in Owerri. Kajetan, good morning.
Good morning.
Yep, go on.
Yes, I'm Kajetan calling from Owerri.
Go
My
ahead.
Contribution is this. Why is it we find it so difficult to do the right thing? Supposing every state we are allowed to build our own dam, will we be having all these problems every year? Why not devolve power? Supposing we were allowed to build dams, all these problems wouldn't have been. Why do we rely on treating symptoms rather than eradication of the problem? Eh? I don't know what is wrong with this country of ours called Nigeria. Thank you.
All right, JJ is in the room, Igbo. JJ, good morning.
Yeah, Andrew, good morning.
Yeah, go on.
And let me greet your guest. Sir, let's assume you are Nigeria and the one that is having this problem every year. Would you rather gather relief material and be sharing to your people every year or look for a way to solve the problem once and for all? And the problem is not rocket science. We read in books that when Cameroon was building that dam, they also advised us to build a coffer dam so that we can be at par. Have you also thought of this scenario, that we have a problem with Cameroon tomorrow, maybe leading to some sort of war or occupation, and they decide to use water weapons to flood all of us out? How about that? Why not try to solve this problem once and for all? Like you're saying, oh, clear drainage, oh, do this, oh. What about dredging the Orasi River? What about building coffer dam to make sure that this whole thing ends once and for all, knowing too well that the soil surface is washed out and the people will be poor? I take a bow.
All right, JJ, thank you. Mr. Ezekiel, you want to respond?
Yes, thank you for all the comments. You agree with me that most of the people that call in are asking for permanent solutions. Mm. And the permanent solution lies with a permanent clearing of our waterways and avoiding building on the waterways in terms of, that one is for urban flooding. But for the river flooding, there is really a need for the dredging of the rivers. Once the rivers are dredged, I think we'll be moving closer to having permanent solution to this problem. That is one. Second thing I want to say is that we are living in an age of so some of these things were years past, but because of climate change, we are now witnessing erratic water climate situation where you have heavy rain, heavier rain than normal, and in some parts of the same the country, for instance, they will be witnessing a low rainfall. Because as we speak, there's a part of Nigeria that has not had rain for the past 10 days or even more. So so that is one. Secondly, talking about the food distribution. In fact, for us in NEMA, we consider relief material as the last resort. We think that it is better to present, it's better to empower the people than to give them relief material. Because when you give relief material, as the name implies, you're only providing a temporary support to the people. So what happens after the relief is gone or is finished? So it is not our priority, as a matter of fact. Okay. Somebody asked about having an office to coordinate this. In fact, that's one of the reasons why we have been pleading with the state government to set up a functional state emergency management agencies. Because the established NEMA recognized that since we are a federal structure, that there should be a state emergency management agency with good structure, empowered with the personnel that are trained and empowered to handle situation in the state before referring referring them to the national when their capacity can no longer cope. So we are calling on River State Government, for instance, to set up
the same. And the situation where you just have a one-man person, one man named as Tema, and when you get there, perhaps it's only him and his secretary. No, this is not acceptable.
All right. Let's take this one call first. Stanley in Ada George, before we wrap things up. Stanley, good morning. Go ahead. Oh, we lost a call from Stanley. Quickly, we had contradicting reports this morning with regards to the situation at the dam. Is the Lakdo Dam closed or has it been opened? What is happening? Because the Minister for Humanitarian Affairs had said that, well, the dam is open and people should be expecting flood in about 7 days' time in communities around the River Benue and all of that. And then the Director General of the NHSA, Mr. Clement Inze, had said that the Cameroon has stopped the release of massive volumes of water from the dam. Is it that they just reduced the amount of water that they would let out of the dam, or the dam has been closed, or what exactly is the situation with the dam at the moment?
Okay, I will tell you what I know, or we know about the dam situation.
Okay.
Any other thing I cannot speak about. So what has happened is that dam has a capacity. At the point that the capacity was being reached, the authorities, the Cameroon authorities that manage the dam, inform us, the agencies they know that are responsible for disaster management, that they were going to carry out a modulated release of water. What that means is that they are only opening the spillway to reduce the volume of water. So after the volume of water is reduced to the level that the field is safe for the dam. The dam. And that is why the Director General of NISA is saying that the dam has been closed. Because the release of the water was not as if they will open it and leave it continuously. They are going to lose the essence of having the dam in the first place. That is one. Secondly, I want to say that the cause of our flood is not only to be blamed on that dam. Also have a situation where if the rain intensifies in various parts of Nigeria, it also leads to flood. For instance, I will tell you that the water level at Makurdi as at yesterday morning has reached the limit of the safe level. So if we have more rain in parts of Nigeria that contribute water into River Niger, River Benue, for instance, it can lead to the warning and even the disaster level. So, and the rain season is not over yet. What that means is that if we continue to have more rain, the River Benue will stand the risk of causing havoc along its bank. The same thing is about Lokoja. The river at Lokoja. The gauge at Lokoja also indicate that the water level has reached the limit of the safe point. In fact, the water level recorded yesterday has exceeded what it was last year. So with more rains now, we should expect floods. It's not only about last dam. It is about the amount of rainfall that we record locally in Nigeria also.
All right, thank you very much.
So there's no controversy.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ezekiel. And then one more thing. You talked about NEMA representative here in River State in handling the distribution of the relief materials. Perhaps you would help us with that contact so we can get direct information.
Yeah, I'm going to call her as soon as we're done with this conversation.
Okay, then. Thank you very much for your time, and do have yourself a lovely day.
Thank you. God bless you. I'm happy.
Yeah. Okay, so, you heard Mr. Ezekiel there and the position of NEMA with the distribution of the relief materials. He says these are not really relief materials. They had relief materials that were distributed for the flood, but these were just extra materials to help people who were affected by the flood following some headcounts that they carried out in those communities. Well, are you still confident in NEMA's ability to manage the situation? Well, he says it's not just NEMA. States have to also set up SEMA and fund that organization, the agency rather, to help in times of disasters like this. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew.